It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
So a few nights ago, I was coming home from dinner, driving home, and I noticed, I'm always wildlife spotting. I'm a fan of nature. So I'm always on the lookout. And crossing the road in front of me, very near my home, probably like two doors down. No, one door down, one and a half doors down. I notice a very odd-looking creature moving across the road. And it's one you don't see very often. As a matter of fact, I think that, Junior, you probably have never seen one when you're driving around. I don't know. Maybe on your bike you've seen one.
Fox?
No, I wish I've never seen a fox.
Oh, yeah, we see them all the time.
I've seen them.
You're so lucky. I've never seen a fox in my neighborhood.
I saw one in Colorado, but I've never seen one in Texas.
Yeah, I meant like around town. I should have been more specific. Yes, like around your neighborhood. You've probably seen a fox near your neighborhood, Giorgio, mm-hmm. since you live out in the country. Mm-hmm. But never seen that. It was a beaver, and that is the most awkward moving creature I've ever seen.
You know what? I have seen one, and it was on my bike, and it was on the White Rock North Trail that runs along that little creek,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I saw one. And it was big and fat and healthy looking.
I know. They're huge. They can get up to 110 pounds,
wow.
these things. They are the second largest rodent in the world.
Wow.
I didn't even realize they were a rodent.
What's the largest?
The, what's it called? The copy, whatchamadoodle?
Copycat?
No, that thing, that crazy looking thing. That people
chupacabra
eat for food, and it's not chupacabra, capybaras.
Hey guys.
Hey Cappy, how are you?
Bye.
So the beaver. It has hand-like front feet. Okay. So almost like a raccoon, you know, that really specific looking human hand looking things, but it has what duck feet in the back. Like okay, webbed
so
feet.
It can swim.
Right. And then it has that huge flat tail that looks like a paddle.
You saw a beaver? Damn.
Nice beaver.
How long have you been Thank waiting you. To deliver that one?
Only like 10 seconds.
Okay. they're herbivores. They only eat plants, unlike river otters, which are carnivores.
Huh. I figured the beaver would eat fish.
Fishy. No, they eat plants.
All right.
And they defecate sawdust. That's a weird note about them. They
sawdust.
Do it in the water, and it's a ball of sawdust. That's the way it's worded in this.
Do they really use that crazy tail to, like, pad down the mud on their dams? Is that what they use that for, or do they use that for femmin, too?
They use it for swimming, for sure. But there is something about beavers using it to
I think
pound
just
dirt.
I that in cartoons.
Yeah, maybe so. Because the animators are like, what are we going to do with the stupid tail? Got to give them a job to do with it. They're considered a keystone species because they create ecosystems for other animals. Because they'll dam up a river, and that changes the whole habitat.
Mm-hmm.
From running water to, you know, the still water. Boy, the people hate it when they dam up a creek.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go bust loose a beaver dam. And don't you think that beavers are ticked off?
Yeah.
It's like we just worked for a month on that.
Says they use their tails for swimming, balance, signaling danger, and fat storage.
I bet you that's what they do with the tail when they beat it on the ground, is signal danger.
Mm-hmm.
They use beaver code.
Adult males, it's Morse code, but it's done with a beaver tail, so I guess that's beaver code. Adult males and females live in monogamous pairs. It's a monogamous species. And before they started protecting them back in the 19th and early 20th century, they were almost exterminated.
Wow.
Extinctified. It's the national animal of Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The beaver. And they can carry objects while walking on their hind legs. That would be a funny visual.
I'd love to see that.
And their sex organs are inside their body. And they have a bird vent. That's weird.
Wow.
A mammal with a bird vent.
They have the vent, too.
Yeah. It's so strange. But that was one of the few times I've seen a beaver. I've seen a beaver in my neighborhood one other time. It was chewing on a tree. Like tearing down someone's fruit tree or something like that. So,
beaver.
Then I see that on the way home from dinner, and then I took my nightly walk that I've been doing recently. And on the way back, sitting in the driveway to my apartment, a bobcat just sitting there waiting for me to return home.
Really?
Yeah. So in one night, within, I don't know, an hour, I see a bobcat and a
beaver. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Pretty proud of that. What's the most wildlife? You ever seen a fox and a bobcat in the same day?
No. I don't know. Probably not.
Same bike ride about a month ago. I think I told you guys I saw a bobcat on one block, turned the corner, and on the next block, a coyote ran in front of me.
Dang.
They were probably fighting.
That was bobcat and coyote within 20 seconds of each other.
That's pretty good. I see coyotes a lot. Do you see coyotes more than foxes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And which fox do you see? Because there's a couple of them. There's like the gray fox and the red fox.
Yeah, I believe it was noted comedian Red Fox that I saw.
Ah, those are so beautiful.
Yeah.
You're so lucky.
Well, move out of the city.
Got to see a fox. Well, I live near some natural area. Generic. And you would think that I would see a fox every once in a while.
Yeah.
What really, really creeps me out, though, is anytime there's a siren going off or a fire engine or whatever in this natural area that is right beside me, siren goes by and the coyotes start howling, and I swear there are about 50 of them living right behind me.
I know. It sounds like it, but I bet there's only like 7. But it makes it sound
even
like...
Even 7, it's a small area.
I know.
And I never see them out there. I mean, I rarely see them, I should say, for the fact that they're always just waiting there in the bushes staring at me.
Yeah.
Figuring out when they can sneak into my storage shed where I keep all my provisions. Okay. Junior, I thought of you when I saw the story out of Portland, Oregon, where a dude had to go to this local neighborhood, what's it called, next door app, trying to figure out who keeps putting urine in his recycling bin. So some guy is
like
jarring his urine.
It?
No, it's more than a jar. It's actually gallons
and
of urine.
Oh. Please do not jar.
But some guy keeps pulling up and putting these gallon-sized bottles of urine in Alex Van Dune's recycling bin. 6 gallons. And he noticed this started happening when his recycling wasn't taken by the recycling guys. And so he goes and looks out there, and that's when he opened it up for the first time and sees 6 gallons of urine sitting in there, and that's why the recycling guys wouldn't take it.
So weird.
Which, it's recycled water. Why don't they take it?
Right?
Yeah.
So he moved it over to this trash, and, you know, they took it then. Why wouldn't the guy who's doing this, who's dumping this urine, why wouldn't he just put it in the trash can, which is right beside it?
Does he not know the difference? Does he just think they're both trash?
Everybody knows the difference between the blue bins and the garbage bins.
Why is this guy bottling his urine and then immediately throwing it away?
I don't know.
Just go in the grass.
Well, Alex did capture surveillance video of the guy showing up to his house, because he's done this multiple times, getting out of his car and putting the bottles of urine in the recycling
bin.
He's
not even a neighbor. He's driving to this specific location.
Yes.
To dump his urine.
Yeah.
This makes no sense unless he's
targeted in some way.
Targeting the guy. He doesn't like the guy.
But even if you're targeting the guy, isn't that a cheap way of doing it? Because there's a good chance that Alex never finds out about it.
Right.
I mean, you're putting it right by the garbage that could be taken away.
Right.
So I don't get it. Put it in jugs up on his porch. That's a much stronger sign.
Right.
I guess he doesn't want to get caught.
Jugs.
I don't know. Just sling it out the car.
So did he get a license plate or anything?
No, his security footage is too grainy for him to see the license plate and ID the guy. So that's why he's asking people for help. To find the reverse urine bandit? I guess it would be the urine fairy, because it's gifting you urine rather than stealing it.
Right.
So it's not the urine bandit. It's the urine fairy.
What a strange story.
Yeah. Do you guys have any take on dumping trash in someone else's bin?
So in our neighborhood, we see this commonly. If it's
the
trash
dog
day,
walkers always bag their dog's stuff.
And they put it, if someone already has their trash out, they put it
in the closest bin. I don't have a problem with that. I've seen people do that in my bin. I don't care. It's a little bitty bag of dog poop.
So I'm going to look like a big jerk here. And I'm not going to take them to court or anything. But it is a little annoying to me. It does irk me when I go to get the bins back from the curb after they've been emptied.
And you have poop.
Yeah.
And then I got two bags of dog mess down in there that I got to live with for the next week every time I go out there.
Yeah. Yep. I'm with you on that.
Complaint there.
If it sinks to the bottom and doesn't get dumped, then you are stuck with it.
Yeah.
And that seems unfair. And
you live with it for a week while you're putting more trash in there.
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's humans not treating other humans as human beings.
And when I used to walk my dog and do the same thing with a neighbor, I always felt bad about it. But I didn't want to carry the doo-doo.
Mark.
Nobody wants to carry the doo-doo.
Which is understandable. And follow-up to yesterday, as we were talking, there was a P1, I think his name was Brent, who is a kayak maker. And he showed a picture of a kayak he made on social. I'll try to retweet this.
Man.
And it was awesome.
Out of wood?
Made of wood, yeah.
That's incredible.
Was it the kind you slide into or was it open?
No, you slide into it. You put your legs into it.
Yeah.
He's a kayak maker.
Cool.
How many of your friends are kayak makers?
Zero.
See there?
Unless I become friends with him.
Pretty impressive, huh?
Very impressive. How do they, like, bend wood? How do you do that? You know what I mean?
Right.
You wet it,
yeah.
And then you form it. Hmm. At least that's the way we do it in woodworking. I'm assuming you do that in kayak making because it's just a form of woodworking. You ever wanted to make your own furniture?
No.
Okay, I'll talk to somebody else.
Wrong crowd here.
No interest. Never crossed my mind.
Okay, well, that's the end of my discussion.